The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly money spot, and he wants to talk about marrying for money.
Ah, indeed, Matt. Look, there's many reasons to get married.
But there are financial benefits.
Yeah, well, most of us don't get married, don't set out to get married for money. But there is money in marriage in the sense that the tax man, inheritance tax, income tax, all of these things, there's some tax, it's mainly tax really. There are a lot of financial benefits to being married as opposed to being a cohabiting couple.
Yeah, it's your basic income tax rates, it's things in relation to pensions and things in relation to asset transfers.
Asset transfers is a
married,
huge one.
Yeah, you get a benefit.
Yeah, they're the big ones. Look, you know, I suppose the big one is you get a huge benefit from being married if from the income in terms of income tax. If you're a single person, you know, the amount you can earn before you hit the higher 40% tax rate is only 34,000 and a half, about 34,000 and a half. On the other hand, if you have a, you know, married couple, maybe only one of them earning, it'll only have to be one of them earning, you can earn up to 43,000 and a half before you start paying the higher 40% tax rate.
So but hold on, aren't most couples both earning before they get married? So the assumption would be they'll both continue earning afterwards. So is there going to be any benefit they marry if the two of them are already on maybe that amount of money?
There is an even better benefit, Matt, because if they're married and they have two incomes, they can earn more than 69,000 euros before they hit the higher 40% tax rate. So, you know, so that first 69 grand is taxed to 20%, the rest are 40%. That's called a standard rate cutoff points. So, you know, very, very generous. Just let me give you a little example. Suppose you have a couple, single income, just they've only got one income. And so the tax on that, about 10,000 euros a year if they're, you know, just taxed separately. If they get married, the tax they owe will fall to about 6,500. So there's a saving there of about 3,500 euros from being married, only one income. So, you know, there's a huge benefit here.
But do you actually have to, almost immediately on getting married, provide your marriage certificate to the Revenue Commissioners to start claiming these tax benefits?
You don't have to do it immediately, but because Revenue are very good about this. You know, they're very good. If you've kind of let it go for a bit, they will backdate it for you. You can go backdate it to the time of the marriage. And they're very good about treating people in the way that's most advantageous for them, you know, jointly assessing them or separately assessing them. Because sometimes joint assessment might not be the best if they're both working, depending on how much they're earning. Revenue are very generous about that. So, you know, don't panic if you got married. You will get a back payment. They give you a refund as such. So, you know, that might come in useful for people who got married this year. Get onto Revenue, tell them you got married. They'll just give them your PRSI number. They'll be able to work out whether you're due back money or not.
Okay, because there are a lot of people who live together. Living together doesn't give you these tax benefits, does it?
No, if you're cohabiting couples, you're treated as separate, you know, separately for tax purposes. So, I mean, that's very, very important for people to consider. The other thing as well is if you've got kids and you're cohabiting, there's a thing called the home carer's credit. It's quite good. It's 1,200 euros. It's gone up quite a bit in the last while. That doesn't apply to people who are not married. So you have to be married and you have to be jointly assessed to get that. And that's a useful benefit if one of the spouses is in the home looking after kids or a dependent relative or something like that. So, you know, don't deny yourself that either. I mean, you know, I know it's expensive to get married. You know, lots of people, why people don't like it, you know, the institution, and they might say, we don't need to commit ourselves in public. But there are advantages tax-wise, definitely are advantages.
What about transfer of assets?
Yeah, that's a very important one, Matt. You know, the whole thing about marriage is you can transfer assets between, unlimited amounts of assets between spouses without any tax implications. Not so at all. Not the case if you're a cohabiting couple. You're treated as what's called a stranger if you're cohabiting. And if you're treated as a stranger under inheritance tax laws, means you only get the first 16,000 euros tax-free. The rest is going to be taxed at 33%. So that's pretty punitive. So, you know, if you've got some assets and you're cohabiting and you want to transfer them between you, you are going to be creamed by the tax man on that.
Even if it's something like a house that you were both paying a mortgage on.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you've got to be very careful about this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, you know, and take tax advice on it, obviously. Don't, you know, and particularly if one of them dies, you know, suppose they're a cohabiting couple. There's no will, one of them dies, the Succession Act comes into play then, and that kind of dictates what happens. It sets out the procedures and who gets what. And, you know, and you're talking there about a one-third share, you know, even though, you know, they might have been cohabiting for years because they weren't married. And the reason for all this stuff goes back to the protection of the family and the institution of marriage in the Constitution. I know there's lots of old-fashioned overhangs from the Constitution, but it's there and that's the way it is.
What about a pension? Because particularly if you get to when you're drawing the pension, maybe if one person dies, if you're not married, does that mean the pension sort of dies with you? Or can it be transferred to the person who has been dependent perhaps on that pension, who's been living with the person who drew the pension?
Again, you've got to be terribly, terribly careful, Matt. You know, the pension one is a particularly interesting one because if you're not married and it's transferred to another person, you can pay tax of up to 70% because income tax applies, and when they're finished that bit of it, they then apply capital gains tax. So it can be up to 70%. So, you know, if there's a decent pension there, marriage will mean that the spouse will get half of that, and there won't be anything like that. There'll be no tax implications for transferring that. So people need to be careful of it. It's one to
Where
remember.
Where can they get their best advice on this?
You know, I mean, if you've got assets, if you've got property, I would be going to a solicitor or a tax advisor, you know, to take some advice on it. Don't take any chances on this, and never assume that everything will be fine, because, you know, bad things happen sometimes. We need to prepare for them.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.